Welcome back to RSN Central. It's 27 minutes past 11. It's time for Gator's game plan as we take a look at Moonee Valley on Saturday. G'day, Gator.
Hello, Gary.
It's an interesting race meeting on Saturday afternoon. Looking forward to it. That two-year-old race is always a beauty, but what is the horse that we are playing through this weekend as our lock for our multis, our go-to horse?
Yeah, look, this is going to be one of those when you win, and it says in the paper, best team effort.
Yep.
I don't think I'm really struggling to identify one or two, either Melbourne, Moonee Valley, or Rosehill in Sydney. It's an absolute standout. And the offside of that is you are getting a little bit of value around a couple of horses that you're pretty keen on. And one of those perhaps we'll go with is race 7, number 8, One More Try. Look, she's been going really well. She just hasn't won for a long while. But her last two runs have been terrific without a ton of luck. Both those races produced the Ballarat Cup Cornella, of course. And she just matched to get a really good run this time off a good speed with Craig Williams. So I can see her running very well. And I guess the reason why you're getting the price that you see with Tab is that she just hasn't won for a couple of years. So it's funny making a best bet a horse like her, but it's that sort of day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an interesting day at Moonee Valley. So what about the long division race, Gator? The race that after you, when you were going for your run today, and your bicycle ride, and then you swim, and you just can't get this race out of your head.
Yeah, it's an interesting race though, because obviously we've got a lot of benchmark racing. I've looked at one of the features though, and it's the listed Mackenzie Stakes for the three odds. I think it's a really good race this year. I looked at the noms, and I was all over Deep Speed, thinking it was the obvious. Obviously led at 1,400 against the Patton at Flemington last time and held on really well. But this Nicolai Vito, and I love this game, come to a really good race at the Valley. The horse that they beat easily shows some decorum as a horse that was two lengths off Deep Speed prior to that. So the form is easy to tie together. And I just thought Nicolai Vito, once I looked at it in a little more depth, perhaps in the long division term, I think his win last time against the Patton of the night makes me think he's pretty smart. I think he'll need to beat Deep Speed. And I love this game, has a weight advantage. But there's a three I certainly want to play in the listed Mackenzie Stakes. But five, Nicolai Vito on top in that listed race.
Okay, and the Mackenzie Stakes and the Carline Stakes are races that have obviously been postponed until Saturday. They were meant to be part of that meeting that was washed out a couple of months ago now, Gator. So it's great to see that we can still have the running of the Mackenzie Stakes and also the Carline Stakes in 2020. What about the D-Day horse?
Yeah, look, I'm going to head to Sydney late in the day. There's a horse called Too Big Fari, who was heavily backed last time. He was sound. Probably expected a little bit more from him, given the market support. But he just didn't quicken, did he? And he battled on well. Now, I'm thinking off that, he gets to 1,500 for the first time. Maybe he's just looking for it. The dry ground, he'd be on speed in a race devoid of tempo. And all of a sudden, he's 950 last look tab. And I think he's perhaps represents the value in a challenging final race. But even though he's a lightly raced horse, I think D-Day looms for him.
All right, then. Needs to dig deep. And then what about your highlight on the weekend? Do you head to Sydney? Do you stay here in Melbourne at Moonee Valley? Or do you head across to the west for the Winterbottom Stakes at Group 1 level?
Yeah, had a quick look at the Winterbottom. I think it's a fascinating race. Obviously, Trekking is the one sitting there at the top, isn't he, with the crown on his head. He's the one that, if ratings mean anything, he's a winner. And what he has proven is, he can absorb a lot of racing. Like, he went from that super fast Everest a week later, changed states, and ran enormous in a Manicado. I don't think many could do that. But this Indian Pacific interests me. Did a really good job chasing a fast speed last time. Ended up in the worst part of the track. And a little gear change here with the Winkers. I just wonder if Indian Pacific can give Trekking a run for his money at the better price in the Group 1 in WA.
Okay.
I think that's the feature race across the country. It's a terrific event. Really looking forward to that.
Do you know what, Gator? I like your thinking. Indian Pacific, Neville Parnham having a wonderful carnival, out of trouble. And because of the lack of interstaters this year in Perth, because of the COVID-19 situation, that this year there's horses that are in this year's Group 1 Winterbottom that would not have made it in previous years. So Trekking could get caught up behind a few slow horses, and Indian Pacific might be off and gone by the time he sees daylight.
Look, it's possible. Look, I tend to work against hoping for bad luck on good horses. I tend to just back the good horses. It's probably the smarter way.
That's a good point, Captain.
Yeah, but he's a horse that'll be off midfield, you know, outside, hopefully with cover. Look, all things being equal, if they all run to their best, like, he's the winner.
Yep.
But, you know, he's close to even money, and I think Indian Pacific is still on that upward trajectory. Trekking's not getting any better, whereas Indian Pacific might be.
All right, then. Now, the coach has got to rush off. He's got some commitments that he has to. He's got a couple of exit meetings with a few of the players. So he said to our fellow selectors here on RSN Central, a part of this family, we've got about 3 or 4, maybe 5 minutes of question time here to ask the coach. And Ryan kicks it all off. Hi, Gareth and Gator. Like to know Gator's thoughts on a horse at Rose Hill. Race 5, Plaquette. My best looks well suited. Was keen last start at Flemington, but will go again. Although I do respect Lady Bernef, I think that's how you pronounce it, with J-Mac at 54 kilos. Rare to see him ride at 54. That's a good point. And one for Gareth over here at Ascot. Saturday, race 5, horse 6, Resortman. So that's from Ryan from the West.
Yeah, I'll leave Ascot to you, mate, outside of the Group 1. But look, I'm with him on Plaquette. I was pretty strongly with her last time. And I thought perhaps, looking at it in the run, when she got the gap, I thought, oh, race over. She left the end of the race and went to the queue. But for some reason, she didn't run off. You didn't finish with the same gusto she had. But maybe she's just ridden too close. Like, only been 2 lengths off the lead speed up the straight at Flemington. I think it dulled her finish. Her run's prior to that terrific on dry ground. So I'm with Ryan. I'm scared stiff of Lady Banff, who's trialled really well. She won really well first up last time when we were 59 against the males. I'm going to go with Plaquette over Lady Banff. Rare episode, perhaps the best roughie in the race, but I'm sort of with Ryan on that one, race 5, Sydney.
All right, then. Les says, Gator, you know how you like to tell us that you're back fast horses?
Sure.
Sartorial Splendor. What do you think of his chances over the 1,000?
Well, look, he is pretty fast. He's got a few mates in that race, though, hasn't he, that are pretty talented and pretty fast. He had the pattern on his side when he won last time, and that's not a knock. He beat, obviously, a couple of key rivals in this race, and the third horse was Human Nature, who went to that Doveton Stakes and ran really well. So the form is easy to interlace together. My query on that horse on Saturday is just how much, will he get the easy lead, and will he get the lead of pattern that he had last time? They're my queries on him there.
All right, then, moving on. Especially when you have a gun jock on board, Pikey will get Trekking out and win by a half or maybe 3 lengths. That's from Damien. So, yeah, it's a pretty good book in Godolphin that they did get William Pike to ride that horse.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he's obviously riding brilliantly. He's a brilliant rider, so that's what he does. So, look, I don't think it'll be pilot error that gets him beaten. It's a semi-awkward draw, though.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's not God. He can't jump over them. So, as I say, Trekking's the obvious. He's on with the runs on the board.
All right, then. Last question, Bandersnatch. Can it win? That's from Tom.
He can win. You know, he'd be getting close to D-Day here, but he is first up for the new stable. He trialled well. Go back 2 preps and he won easily. Fresh, beat a handy field. Last time in, he probably, you know, with more luck, he probably crosses the line with Faistos. You know, Faistos is a borderline group horse. So, if he's right down to go in the stable, have them right fresh. He's my top pick. I think he runs really well, but he certainly couldn't be solo in a quaddie.
All right, then. Parlay 2 and 3, Gator, before we let you go.
Okay, let's go with Still Be Friends, Mini Valley, race 1, number 2. Into Mini Valley Race 7, One More Try, which we've touched on, and Mini Valley Race 8, Seemingly Discreet, back to the 1,000.
Okay, so Race 8, number 11, and Race 7, we have number 8. So there we go. Race 1, number 2, Race 7, number 8, Race 8, number 11. And before we let you go, Gator, Gareth, you're legends. Thanks. Thank you all so much for your broadcast during the last 6 months. It's helped me get through. So just thanks. That's from Richie. Good on you, Richie. That's what we try and do. And you're a superstar, Gator.
No, it's been, thank God for racing. We've said it a few times. So again, we have to say well done to all involved for keeping our great sport going.
Let's dominate Saturday at the Valley Gator and enjoy your run and swim and cycle, you idiot. Good on you. There's Gator. David Gator.